On Saturday, during the Little Norway Festival pageant in the high school gym, local and area leaders thanked Polly Lee for her family's property donation to the library construction project. The plot, which is located on Hammersloo Road, is right below the proposed site for the new Petersburg Public Library. Although the land will not be used for the library itself, it will provide space for a park and trail to Hammersloo below. The space will be called Centennial Park to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Petersburg next year.
We're very excited about the donation, and we'd like to thank the Lee family, Polly and her daughter Robin and Eric for thinking of us in this way. I mean, it's a major contribution to the project, and it's a huge shot in the arm for us.
Tara Alcott, the director of Petersburg's Public Library, stressed that this donation was a big help to pushing the project along.
For the new library project, it's a pretty important donation. We've had a variety of smaller donations over the past couple of years for the new library, but this is our second major donation. The first came from the Masons, and the second have come from the family of Elder and Polly Lee.
The Lee donation will expand the footprint of the library property, and according to Mayor Al Dwyer, the value can be used to help the city leverage grant money.
We can use that property and the value of that property to offset our share of the matching funds for the library.
Also at this weekend's ceremony, State Representative Peggy Wilson presented Polly Lee with a state flag commemorating the 50th year of Alaskan statehood. The flag, which will hang in the public library, commemorates the efforts made by Mrs. Lee's late husband, Eldor. Eldor was one of the signatories of Alaska's state constitution. The property being donated to the town was Eldor's childhood home, and Mrs. Lee said she couldn't think of a better use for the land.
It just seemed that since our property was adjoining that and running down to the slough, that it would be a nice adjunct to the building. And being supporters of libraries and museums forever, it just seemed that it would be a really good thing to do. And just why we chose now to do it, I can't tell you that, except it seemed it was just right.
The library project itself has been on hold for quite some time for lack of funds. However, the floor plans can now be viewed online at the project's website. For KFSK News, I'm Alex Hotz.